Eftachateis utchomets sofkoshis nat pekudeshes. So mele the chachomim o misakei no mafkei the kedushin again on the basis of kiyam vachunei. Even before chateis, misho shishi solomayo, this called the tikkun rabbanon kinder reise tikkun. Since after 11 it's also banoye mid rabbanon, and after 12 it's also banoye mid reise. So just as minato the kedushin is no kedushin when it's mikadosh with chomes after 12, so the chachomim mafkei the kedushin even after 11. Mashinkin, according to Reb Shimon, so according to Reb Shimon, there is no love the raise. There is no love the raise for chometz lacha chatzis. There is no love the raise. And he says, even though the Gemara says, Gafe, iska sabos se lachilas chometz, so there is a nisa of Tashbisu. After Chatzis, Yid Mali with Reb Shimon, so it's not allowed after Chatzis to have any Chometz in his possession on the score of Nisares, but he is allowed to eat it after Chatzis, not Midrais. Rabbanon is not allowed, but Midrais is allowed to eat Chometz according to Reb Shimon after Chatzis. On the contrary, it's Mekayim and Mitzvah of Tashbisu. It's kind of mitzvah of Tashbisu. So mele, so even after Chatzis, the Kedushin is good Kedushin mit Reise. Why should a Chachomin be mafkir the Kedushin? According to Rabbi Yudah, that after Chatzis, the Kedushin is no Kedushin mit Reise, because it's also ba'anoye ba'achilen, ba'anoye underscore, we love the Reise. So mele, it's not the Kedushin, it's no Kedushin with the Reise. So mele, Chachomim lo mafkir the Kedushin, even after 11. Mashenken, according to Reb Shimon, so with the Reise, the Kedushin is good Kedushin after Chatzis, because it's not also Bachile, it's not also Banoye, not even on the score of an essay. The essay only implies an issue of keeping it in his possession after Chatzis, but not a prohibition against eating. On the contrary, if he eats after Chatzis, he's mikayim mitzvah mireise. Only mit Rabbanon it's also bachil, also banoi. So some mele, even after Chatzis, according to Reb Shimon, so the Kedushin is good Kedushin. Certainly, before Chatzis, Shor Shishis, and we passed like Reb Shimon, not like Reb Judah. So the whole memory of Rav is not a libid hilchas. These are the various shittes. And then the Ramban Muhammad and our Gemara, I don't want to go over inside because it'll take too much time. So you look it over yourself. But the Ramban is Masik and Ramoya, and he says, what Ramoya says, that we pass on like Reb Shimon, that's right. We do pass on like Reb Shimon. So there is no love for Achille, Erev Pesach HaChatzos. But just as the Balamuya himself admits that after Chatzis there is a nisea of keeping Chometz in his possession, after Chatzis a nisarese of Tashbisu, some mele, there is a nisarese of Achille also. Not his chilik and the Balamuya who says that there is mekayim mitzvah. That's not kima mitzvah. To be much beset by eating it up, that's not hashbose that the Torah requires. So it's even nisarese. But the Ramban says one thing that is strange. The Ramban says, according to Reb Shimon, there is no love, but there is a nisarese against achil, a nisarese of tashbisu. But hanoye is muta midraise, only mirabon. Why shouldn't we say just as Tashbisu, since he's mechuyev to be mashbis, so that implies a nisa of Achille, so also a nisa against Hanoi, that he doesn't say. Hanoi is muta midrais, according to Reb Shimon. All right. Omer Rabbe Baravune, Omer Rav. Omer Rabbe Baravune, Omer Rav. Hapashi Ipsho Kibn Sheropso Matzo Muteres. Hapashi Ipsho doesn't mean it became completely putrid, but it started to become a little moldy. It's still Rola Achille, because if it's completely Miupesh, so then it's not even Rola Achille, it's not Rola Achille. No, but Hapashi Ipsho, it became a little moldy, but it's still Rola Achille. So it's Chometz. But the question is this: he has chomes dikepas and non-chomes dikepas. Let's say peso dikematze and chomes dikematze. They look the same. You cannot tell. So, the question is: he finds in the house pas that is moldy, and he doesn't know whether it's chomets. As long as the most of the pieces of pas in the house is of matzeh, so mele he can take it for granted that this pas in question is also a matzeh pas. It's a peso dike pas. It's not a chomez dike pas. Even though, as the Gemara explains it, even though it's moldy, so that could, so one could argue that this tends to indicate that it's old pas, because it's moldy, that's chometz. No, because if it's Rabbi Yemei HaPesach, so even the Pesach pas could also become old. So he doesn't know whether is the pace, is the chometz dike pas or the matzah dike pas, the non-chometz dike pas. So he relies on rov, that's called the Polish merube Polish. This is how the Gemara explains it at the end. Hey chedom, ilei mediod abod chometzi, sokrops matzah mayav. If he knows it's chometz dike matzah, naturally, So of course it's osir. Why is it muteres? Eludli yadinem bei ichometzu imatzu ma'ir yekiropsomatzu afil kloy rapsomatzu name nezel bosabas. Because there is a loche that if we don't know that a certain chepse was used, let's say, only recently, or it was used, let's say, a week ago, so we have to assume that it was used recently. If it's chomez dike matzeh, so then it was used, let's say, 10 days ago, 8 days ago. But if it is peso dike, non-chomez dike matzeh, so then it was only used today, yesterday. So we have to assume that this is what was used recently. There is aloha as we know Shabbos. Now let's see the Rashi. Kivin sharop so matzo kusol kutaitoch in shtam shubitei vizu matzo yisa mechomet. As linum basarubu mutere. Milo itnan. Moe shenim tziu lifnei seichi behemo leilo maise. Barabai ischum birushalayim bishasaregel maise bishoyim eis hashonochu. Suppose somebody finds money, coins, near the merchants of Behemoth. So Loilo Maisia, if it was found, let's say, in the store where the Sochrim sell Behemoth, so then, and the question is, what kind of money is it? There was a lot in Yerushalayim, a lot of Mois Mais Hasheni circulated. Because the din is, if somebody has Mais Hasheni, and it's too heavy to be carried, so he's Mechalet on Mois. And then he keeps the Mois until he goes to Yerushalayim, before Yom Tov. Every Jew goes to Yerushalayim. And then he takes that money that has Tushas Mais Hasheni, and he buys with it behemoth, and then he eats it. Bigdushas Mais Hasheni. Bigdushas Mais Hasheni. So now he found money. The question is that there's a lot of money in Yerushalayim of Mois Mais Hasheni circulating. And there's a lot of money of Mois Chum. After all, I mean, in Yerushalayim, the Jews in Yerushalayim, he used to handle Chum money also, not only Mois Mais Hasheni. He doesn't know, is this money Mois Mais Hasheni? Mele, he has to use it B'kdushas Mais Hasheni. He cannot buy a golden ring with it. He has to buy boso, a behemoth, and eat it. B'kdushas Mais Hasheni. Or it's chum money. If it's chum money, he can use it in whatever way he wants. He can buy a ring also. He can do whatever he wants with it. So he doesn't know. So the halacha is like this. If the money was found in the shop of the behemoth merchant, so then we assume that it's Mois Mais Hasheni. It's Mois Mais Hasheni. A whole year. Not only Berega. A whole year. If it was found in Yerushalayim, but not in the stores of the Seichri Behemo. So then it depends. If you found the money in Yerushalayim, let's say in the streets, not in the stores of the merchants, of Behemoth merchants, but in the street, and Yom Tov in the regel, so then we assume it's Mais Hasheni money. If it's in the other days of the year you found in the street, then we assume that it's chum. But if he found the money in the Harabais, so it's always chum. Now let's see the Rashi. Reivich liboso b'Yerushalayim kol yemeis hashono imoyis mais hasheni. Reivich liboso b'Yerushalayim kol yemeis hashono imoyis mais hasheni hein. לפי שלא היו מספיקים לאכל כל מויס מייס השני שלהם ברגל. וניס ניסם לבני יאיר בטבס הנוי ואיניך ניסם בגלישוסון ואי כרחי לסמוי מויס מייס השלום מוי מבימה. Somebody who brought with him to Yerushalayim Mais Hasheni money, money on which Mais Hasheni was nischala. So he had to buy boso. So what kind of boso? So he bought usually. So he bought a behemoth and he was makrivet b'tir hashlomim. Not that it had to be done that way, but that was the usual way. And then And then that Shlomi Miei Bigdushas Maiser Shein Vika Achilas Mois Maiser Shlomi Moyon Vimen Kidi Kaimolem Munoches Hilkach Leikrimen Behemes. So if he found money in the shops, in the stores of the Seichri Behemo, he has to assume that it's Maisa money. Mimele, he cannot spend it the way he pleases. He has to buy with it a Behemo and be makre with the Shlomim and eat it Bigdushas Maisa Shein. Hilkach Leichem and Behemes. The whole Mashiach Limo is Maisa. Now, he found in the shop of the behemoth merchants money. So who lost it? Somebody who bought a behemoth. I mean, who else could have lost it? Somebody who bought a behemoth. Not somebody who wanted to buy a diamond ring. He wouldn't have lost it in the behemoth. In the behemoth store. So a person who wanted to buy a behemoth lost it. So mimele. So it is assumed that money was Maisa Sheni money. Chol Maisa Sheni money. Vavagav dikol mei mashem umiadam meichen oflu umoyischun hein sofik isor lechumre. But how do we know that the customer lost the money? Maybe the owner, the seicher himself, lost the money. And his money is not, is home money mostly, you see. The customer's money that he has with him in the behemoth store, that is presumably Maisa Sheni money. But the Seicher's money, the merchant's money, so that presumably is whole money. Whole money. So Mimele, so how do we know, how can we be sure that it's Maisa Sheni money? Alright, so it's a possibility. But we have to go Lechumre. So then he can still use it in buying a behemoth and be makir with the shlomim, even if it's whole money. But he cannot use it in buying a golden ring because maybe it's Maisa Sheni money. Bihara bayis chum leolam chum vaafilu bishasaregel. שיש מויס מייסי המרובים בירושלים, ממויס חום, לא מספקינו לו במייסי. דיאזלינם בשרו בדישייטה, ואמרינו לבו אידנה נופו. So, if he finds coins in the Harabais, even if he finds it, let's say, חלמית יונטף, he finds it on יונטף, so, And Anyontev, so most of the money that people have in their pockets is Maisa Sheni money, because that's the time, you know, when they have to, they eat the Shlomim B'Kedushas Maisa Sheni. But since he doesn't know when it was dvapt, he finds it on Halameyet Yontev. But it might have been dropped on 2 weeks before. So true, Anchalmeit Yontev. So then it's most likely that it's Maisa Sheni money. But maybe it was dropped before Yontev. So as Linnabasagubedi Shaite, Because people drop money all the time, every day. There are certain lucky people who lose money every day. Now here the question is, this coin that was dropped, was it dropped on Yom Tev? Mele, it is most likely Maizasheni money, or it was dropped before Yom Tev, so most likely it's whole money. So we go Basarov. Most of the money dropped in the course in total, so is whole money. So he assumes, even if he finds them on Chalameit Yom Tev, that it's whole money. Das nimmer so gut die Scheite, weil man lau innen auf keine Regel, und wir schleim schirm ist schon is rum. But if he finds the money in the streets of Yerushalayim, then it depends. If he finds them in the course of the year, so most of the money handled in the course of the year is whole money. Some mele, he doesn't have to be cheshish, maybe it's my shiny money. He'll go basarov. But shonen shon chundrik, moisi yachum, uvishasa regel is maisea. But why shouldn't we say, in the case where he finds the coins in the streets of Yerushalayim, that even if he finds the manyonte, that we should go basarube dishaite and assume that it's whole money? The answer is because shuke Yerushalayim asuin li ischavid choleim. And it's remarkable, it's to the credit of the Neturei Karta. The old city of Yerushalayim is so clean. I mean, the cleanest street in America, and I have been in many cities, is not one-tenth as clean as the streets in the old city. Or even the new city, you know, where the Yishva Yoshin, you know, in Geula Meir. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Shuki Yerushalayim asuyin lischavid b'chol yeim." So, the Jews of the old Yishuv, they have a tradition. So they clean the streets up to this day thoroughly every day in Yerushalayim. Now, in the old city, so unfortunately, so many parts of the old city are not populated by Jews, unfortunately. But, you know, the sections of Meir Shorim and Geula, so they are so clean, you won't find any dirt in the streets of Yerushalayim. I mean, it's really beautiful to walk in the streets of Geula and Meir Shorim. The only thing that annoyed me is there are too many cats there in Geula, and I'm a little allergic to cats. This is the only thing. But as far as cleanliness is concerned, you won't find a street in America, Park Avenue, in New York. Oh, dirty. Fifth Avenue. Dirt. But not in Geula. There it's clean. Why? Because they still adhere to the tradition of Shuki Yerushalayim Asuyim Lischavid B'Cholye. So they were street cleaners who cleaned the streets of Yerushalayim every day. Now, so we say, B'Yerushalayim B'Shorim Eis HaShon Ochum, D'Riv Moisei Ochum, U'Vishas Rego Maiseya. Why? The first time, Matam, which has regal myself, I'm going to kill him a regal no fool. But so good is it, the answer is, Kidam Runim in Soim Barabais, Hoil Vishuki Yoshalayim, Asun is Habib Holyim, Mitneatit, the novel kill him a regal, have Mishtakra Vishas Kibut. The street cleaners, when they see coins, they pick it up, they don't leave it there. Some mele, any coin you find in the streets of Yerushalayim, so you can be sure that it wasn't dropped before Yom Tov. because if it had been dropped before Yom Tov, so the street cleaner, Erev Yom Tov, picked it up already. It wouldn't be here. So that was dropped today, not even yesterday. Because if it had been dropped yesterday, so the street cleaner yesterday would have picked it up. So why don't we say, Harabai is also Manefshech? If the Jews were so meticulously, and scrupulously careful to keep the streets of Yerushalayim clean, so the Harabais certainly should be just as meticulous. And if more Harabais, the answer is no Harabais, it wasn't necessary to clean. Because it was a self-cleaning. The Harabais was self-cleaning. So he says, Aber Harabais mitir shu mishupo, because it was nislent, v'ruach mechabadite miafrei. Some, we can see it today. I mean, there is such a wind, and the wind blows away all the dust. V'ruach mechabadite miafrei ve'ichin odom nichnas bi'avok shal gaberaglov ve'niosuli iskabeit ve'niosuli iskabeit. Some male, they didn't have to clean it. It was self-cleaning. You see, the Yeshiva Yoshin Jews, I mean, it's to their credit. So, the Migadol cats, Bishefa cats, I mean, so many cats in the streets, in Meshorim and Geula, I mean, and every block, I mean, so many cats, Bishefa. But cats have a tendency to keep themselves very clean, very clean. Not dogs. So dogs, they don't trace. So I'm sure I wasn't very much there in those sections, of the affluent Americans. How you call the section where the affluent Americans live in Yerushalayim? How you call the section? Forgot. You don't know. What? Not Rechavye. There is a special section in Yerushalayim where all the affluent Americans live. Bayit Vegan, that's right. Bayit Vegan. So there are many dogs. And I was in Bayit Vegan maybe two times. Two times. So, but I have a guess that Bayit Vegan is not so clean. Bayis Vegan is probably analogous to Park Avenue, Fifth Avenue, It's because the dogs mess it up. They're filth, you see. But cats maintain themselves very clean. You won't find in Geula and Meir Shorim a piece of dirt or filth. You won't find it. I could bet that you couldn't find it. That's how clean they keep. And the Harabais didn't clean every day because it was self-cleaning. Why? Because Sorashi says, "Horuach mechabadete me'afrei." But how about people bringing in filth? The answer is no. People didn't bring in any filth, any dirt in the Harabais. Ve'ich in odom nichnas be'avak shel gaberaglav. There is a mitzvah of Mikdosh HaTorah. Veini also liischabeit, alme bichol dovor also liischabeit, amrinon kame kame ozu. Those Jews who lived in Israel, at that time it was called Palestine, years ago, so they told me that in the Palestinian Mandate, so unfortunately, the streets of the old city were so dirty, I mean, you couldn't even walk. If somebody walked to the Kotel in those days, he had to step in dirt and filth, because when it was under British, mandate. But now, the Israeli government keeps it clean, the Habayis. And the old city, I mean. Of course, the sections of the Arabs. So with all the maintenance of cleanliness, I mean, it couldn't be 100% clean. But the Habayis is clean. You won't find a piece of paper in the Habayis. I mean, near the Habayis, near the Kotel. Not a single piece of paper.
And
stam neitlin rishen rishen. So it's like Jerusalem. Kideshali sapshu vikolshkein the mistome botko zeel aboso vai di basri umati. So, my time of Shukir Shlemasun is Habi Bholim, Alma Ambrun Kamekamosle, Leib Hana Achininu, Hochename. If he found in a table, in a box, a piece of matzah that is moldy, name a Kamekamosle, why do you eat Nehu? Why do you eat Nehu? So, even Loyropso Matzo. We should also take it for granted that it was used Pesach because the old pass was already taken out before. Amar Rabbe loy tei mesherob so matzo elei mesherob oyim matzo liyo. Sherob oyim matzo liyo. No, I'm sorry. You know, Shanhoche, I'm sorry, I skipped it for one. Shanhoche, the pushe muchachila. Enoch and Amen. We should say, normally, we should say that Nezel Bosabasre. But here we don't say Nezel Bosabasre. Because if it is of recent use, why is it moldy? So that indicates that it was used some time ago. Otherwise, it wouldn't be moldy. Because in those days, Bisman HaGmor and even Zman HaRishenim, even Zman HaShulchan Aruch, the practice wasn't, you know, that you got all the matzahs before Pesach, for Pesach. But they used to bake every balabais and every balasabais, every day Pesach, Mlechasikl Nefesh is Mutar, used to bake a number of matzahs that were necessary for the consumption of the day, for the day. So, if so Mimele, so that's why, if it's not Ropso Matzo, we cannot say as Nizel Bosabasre, because the Ipush, the fact that it's moldy, indicates that it wasn't recently baked. It was baked some time ago, a week ago, a days ago. So that's why only Fropsomatsu. So the Gemara says, Ipusho mes the kashi, Ipusho mechriachalo, ki Fropsomatsu may have it. Omar Rabbe, loy teime sheropso matzo, Eloheime sherobu yimei matzo elua. That it's already at the end of Pesach. Yochel, so mele, even the Pesach dike matzo baked, could also be moldy. Yochel pshite, Loitzriche di pusha merubo, it's substantially moldy. Mao di teme kin di pusha merubo, iglo imilse varechomes malio, komashvalon. Kivin sherobu yim matzo leo, amun kolim yim namachnunov, vishode loye, viapshetve. מכריח עליה שערי, שערי הוא זה יום רבי מחומצו, שרובו ימי המעצ ורואו לי ישמי ופש משנכס הפסח, יוחד פשיטי הפילוסופיק לקד, מסתום מברי בודקו ומעצרים. ומייז לנום בסוף עשרה ואותן רבי יספר ביודי מיה, תיבו שנשתמשו בו מויס חום ומויס מייסר, עם רב חום חום עם רב מייסר מייסר, והמי לזל בוסם בעשרה, אומר רב נחם ביצחוק אוך מהסקינון, כן שנשתמשו בו מויס חום ומויס מייסר, ונידע איזה מהן בסעי. סודיקה שאיז, רבי יסי ורבי יהודה ססטי ושנשתמש בו מויס חום ומויס מייסר, עם רב חום חום ורב מייסר מייסר, ומי ליזל בו סבסרה, אמר רב נחם ביצרוק, מסכים, נשתמש בו מויס חום ומויס מייסר, נדעי איזה ממוסי, רב זידו אמר, כי נשתמש בו ציבורים ציבורים, רב פופו אמר, כי אין די שטקר בגומה. עם רב חום רש, אם רבחון נשתמש במחון אהון בוסר ובאז לנו ולא יבוסר באסר, ציבורים ציבורים, פיילס של מייסר וזו וזו של חום וזו וזו, וביי מאחות, ביגום מדלק למזל בוסר ובאסר, דיקמו יושקלינים שמי ישלוחוש, שמו, it fell into a crevice of the box, שמו ביגום נתמן, ולא יראו, נאור תייסס, לפני סייך רבי מולה לא מייסר, פשוט שהקונטרס אף אגב דיקה למצלה במייך, כמו בלקח מסויקת עלינו לחומרה, ונראה לרי, דיסמייך מיוטה דיכון, דישור מויס, לפלגה דמייך, והבה לרובה להתר. That's not really very strong kasha against us. Thesis assumes that it's a 50-50 chance whether it was dropped by the meche or by the customers. Why should it be 50-50? Rashi Shiti is not 50-50. It's from the point of view of probability, so it's a slight chance compared relative to the chances that it was dropped by customers, because there is one merchant and many customers. Sometimes in certain stores you have many sochrim and very few customers, but that wasn't the case in Yerushalayim, so it's not a 50-50. But Teisves, I don't know why, the Ri assumes that it's a 50-50 chance to have been dropped by the Meicher or by the customers. Why is it a 50-50? I mean, you have to understand the Ri. Why is it 50-50 at all? You have, let's say, 50 customers coming into the store daily, and you have one merchant, maybe he has some help, so you have a few merchants, you know, salesmen. So it's more likely that it was dropped by one of the numerous people than by one of the few people. So why does the Ri say that it's a 50-50 chance? Apparently because according to the Ri, we should not consider the number of customers who lost as against the number of merchants who lost, but we should consider the quantity of coins lost by the customers as against the number of times of coins dropped by customers as against the number of coins dropped by the merchant. So it's true, there might be only 5 salesmen, you know, in the store and 50 customers, but a customer comes into the store with little money. He doesn't carry with him hundreds of coins. He carries with him, let's say, a few coins, enough to buy a behemoth, 10 coins. But the merchant, you know, he keeps in his pocket, you know, on the table, in the drawer, many coins. So the totality of coins handled by the customers is probably the same as the totality of coins handled by the few salesmen. So maybe it's 50-50.
Wenn ihr alle redet, ist nicht nur der Kunde, die Schamäus, der Paul, der Meicher, der Havel, der Rubel, der Hetter. Wenn ihr redet, der Leitschchen, der Rubel, die Chamob, die Odom, in die Nalbeim, der Achas, Liknes. So der Rie gibt es der Tat. So why does not, maybe that's the Pshat in Rashi? So the answer is, because Rashi says, Sofik Yisur Lechumre, if Rashi had meant because there are more customers than salesmen, he shouldn't say lechumre. So it's mashma, it's a sofik ashoko. Barabai islam chum, makshri yechnim tzu shom. Homer feel correctly, Connis Barabai is bimoy, such who is Bizdine, they may read in your cellar, Connis and before Hesia Bizdine. So it's not a covet to the rabbis. Ignayo, the miracle, Shom this hero, I will be seen alloy. As soon as Rabbi Beholyain. Kosher Levid Maskin Fil Damanido, Gabi Sharashim in Tobimove, in Cheskosim is Chabit El Al Dibdike. Who says that that has reference to Yerushalayim? Because the Gemara says Stam, Sharashim in Tobimove, any move, in any city. ותראה די שרת שהוא חדושו אין חסקוסי כל כך מסחבי כמוי בימויס. No, so the question is this. True, that doesn't have reference to Yerushalayim. It's a reference to Adam voice, not other cities. But there the Gemara says, שרת שנמצא בימווי, even if we know that it was swept, the מווי. So in Cheskosim is Chabital Dike, so in Mele, the street cleaners did not make, I mean, that would have been too laborious a job to make an inspection every time they sweep the streets. So in Mele, so they could have missed it. Because there the Gemara has reference to a movie that was mishabit. So it's like Yerushalayim. Vitire is the sheret shubachadosho in chaskosikok, so it's very little. In chaskosikok, kach mischabit v'moiz. Because the coins were larger than the sherets. The ancient coins were much larger than the present coins. I don't know, I shouldn't start the next sugya, but maybe I'll discuss something. It's lach. The Rambam is mashmit, the whole memory of Rav, Hapashi Yipsho, Kim Shiropso Matsamoteres. Is mashmit the whole thing? Why is he mashmit? Should mention it. So the slach gives a teretz. The slach says as follows. Why is Rav's memory is based upon the premise that Hapash, that we go was a Rav. That's called the Porish, Merube Porish, that's the Rav. Kim Sherobu, Yemei Matzo Alaya, so Mimele, we say So we say we go Basarov. We go Basarov. That's the Rov of Kol Deporish Merubeh Porish.
Now, the Rambam Shita is that Chometz B'Pesach has a din of Dorosh Yesh L'Matir. The reason is why Chometz B'Pesach is a full bottle is because it's a Dorosh Yesh L'Matir. It's a Dorosh Yesh L'Matir. So merely according to the Rambam, even Erev Pesach, it wouldn't be bottled. Because Dorosh Yesh L'Matir a full bottle. So, why is it a Dorosh Yesh L'Matir? Because after Pesach, it will be muta. But how will it be muta after Pesach? Chomech of all of Pesach is osa. So why is it a Dorosh Yesh L'Matir? The answer is because Chomech of all of Pesach is only osa from the Rabbonon. But midraise, it's muta. So mele midraise, it's a Dorosh Yesh L'Matir. It's a Dorosh Yesh L'Matir. So that's the Rambam Shite. The Rambam Paskin, because there is a double machlokes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah says that there is one love for Chometz Erev Pesach La'acha Sheish Ois. After 12, the love the rice. And then there is another love for Chometz Shall Yisroel Shavol Vapesach is Oseh, and there is a Chir of Malkes according to Rabbi Yudah. Reb Shimon is really can both dinim of Rabbi Yudah. First, there is no special love Erev Pesach and Lach HaChatzeis, and then Reb Shimon says that there is no love for Chomei Shavol Vapesach, only with Rabbonim it's Oseh as Iknas. Because he was either body roy, but the rice is mut. The Rambam paskens, the Ramban and the Baramoy pasken like Rab Shimon in both machlekes. Ben in the machlekes, in Chometz Shavol Vapesach, that like Rab Shimon, that it's not also with the rice, only with the Rabbonon as Iknas. And being in Chometz Erev Pesach, Lach HaChatzos, so the Ramban paskens like Rab Shimon, the Ramban and the Balamoya. But the Ramban, so in regard to the Machlekes, in respect to Chometz Erev Pesach, the Ramban paskens like Rab Yudah, that there is a love there is and there is Malkes, if somebody eats Chometz Erev Pesach Lachatzos, but in regard to the Machlekes, in respect to Chometz Shavol Pesach Leachar Pesach, the Rambam also paskens like Rav Shimon. That's the Gemara Mefureshes, that in regard to Chometz Shavol Pesach Leachar Pesach, the Aloch is Rav Shimon. There is no Gemara Mefureshes that the Aloch is like Rav Shimon in regard to Chometz Kedem Pesach. So Mele, Rav, however, paskins like Rab Yudah, being in the Chometz Kedem HaPesach. It's not the Dorosh Yesh L'Matir, because it's also Lachar HaPesach also. But the Rambam paskins like Rab Shimon, so mid raise Chometz Shavol HaPesach is muta, only mid Rabbanon, so mid raise is Dorosh Yesh L'Matir. Now Dorosh Yesh L'Matir is a full bell of the bottle, and the Mogen Avrom in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Gimel, Milchus Yontev, so he says that by Dorosh Yesh L'Matir there is a loch a full bell of the bottle, so we don't rely on Kol Deporish Merubeh Porish either. So Mele, this memory of Rav is Rav Lishitose, because he passes like Rabbi Yudah, that Lachar HaPesach is also Midraise, so it's not the Dorosh Yesh L'Matir. So Mele, we go Basarov, but the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, this is a Chidut. But he accepts the shite of the Mogen Avrom in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Gimel, that By Doshish Matirin, just as there is no beetle, so the aloha of Kol Diporish, the bill of Kol Diporish, Meribah Porish, doesn't apply either. However, the Ritva, Yusochem, and our Subye, he says the Doroshish Matirin is there is no beetle, but the aloha of Kol Diporish, Meribah Porish applies, contrary to what the Morgan Avraham says. Okay. Now, so tomorrow, I thought I would be able to cover next Gemara also. But for tomorrow, so let just, I think I did say, I said last week, so why should I reduce it? I mean, all right, let it be up to kol mokim shimachnisim b'chametz. Daf ches amud aleph. Oy. Omar Rav Yehuda, habeidik tzorich shivorech. May mivorech. Rav Pape Omar mishmei derove livaya chametz. Rav Pope Oma Mishmei Dorove al Bio Chametz. The Rif Girs say just the other way around. Not that it's important. In other words, according to our Girs say, so Rav Papi is the one who says Lay, and Rav Pope is the one who says Al, and we pass Al. And according to the Rif Girs say that is the other way. So Rav Pope is the one who says Lay, and Rav Pape is the one who says Al, and we pass like Rav Pape. Doesn't make any difference. Right. Rav Pape is with the Yud, and Rav Pape with an Aleph.
We pass like Rav Pape.
According to the Rift girls, we pass like Rav Pape. And according to our girls, we pass like Rav Pape. Papa is made of Al Biochamitz. Billy Vaye, Kulaumeli Flige, Divade Lahabemash. So Lay has the connotation, of Lehabo, of Leosit, future. Ki Flige be Al Bio. Marsova mi koremash. So in other words, let's discuss it according to our girls. You see, in order not to become confused. So Rav Papi is the one who says Lay, and Rav Papi is the one who says Al. So Marsova Rav Papi, he says it has to be Dafki Levayachom. And Al Biochometz is not good because Al mi koremashma. Al has the connotation of the Ova. And that's not a proper thing because he wants that it should have the connotation of Osit, of future. So Ma Rav Pope holds mi koremashma. I mean, Rav Pape holds that Al is Mikore Mashma, so Al is not good. So he has to say Lay. When Masova, Rav Pape says that Al is very good, is a good lotion, because Al also has the connotation of La Bo Mashma. All right. Another Rashi. The Levaya Kulalmo Tigil Habomash, the Shapet Dome, the Broche, Kilmasis, and Mitsubin, and Kilikamon, me Koremash Mal Bioshe Biarti, Varia Dain Luibodik, the Broche Kedem Dikihi, Bio Name Heinebdik. So, what is Rashi trying to explain? So, in other words, why do we say Levaya Chomet, Albio Chomet? Why not Livdik Chometz, Al Bdikas Chometz? So he says that
the decay is part and parcel of the bio process. In other words, you have to invite a chametz. How are you invite a chametz? First you search, you know, you search, then you find, you put it in a certain place, and then the next morning you burn it. So the decay is the initial step in the bio.
Now, Meisve, Boruch Hashakadishonu b'mitzveisov v'itzivonu ala milo. So in other words, when a male is Mali child, so he says, ala milo. So it's a kashe against Rav Pape. Rav Pape says that the proper nusach is Levaya, not Albio. What's wrong with Al? Because Al has the connotation of Ova. So Monifshach, if it has the connotation of Ova, so how is it used on Mile? Zakashe against Rav Pape. So it's more like the Teretz. Hosom Hecha Neime. Neime Lomeil. Luisage de lavi umoel. In other words, lomeil. Of course, one thing that lomeil. One second, lomeil has the connotation definitely of osit, but lomeil, I mean lay, has another connotation also that he must do it. As Yishon says of itzavonu lomeil esaben. In other words, he must. He must do it. The male has to do it. Why does he have to do it? He wants to do it. He wants to get a fee. I mean, but he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't want to do it. So in other words, so the la has a twofold connotation. One connotation is osit, that's good. But it has another connotation that it's imperative upon him to do it. It's not imperative upon him to do it, the male. You say, somebody else can mold the child, another male can mold the child. Why he? So, some male, we cannot use the lotion of lomel. So, one second, please. Hosaname hechaneime, lomel. Luisaged lavi umoel. Now let's see the Rashi. Name lomeil bitmiyo mashma deisi reifei. The male is called reifei. In the Gemara and Rishenim, they call him a doctor. You see, name lomeil bitmiyesa. I mean, that doesn't mean that only a doctor should be a male. So, but a male is called reifei. Bitmiyo mashma deisi reifei, hamor is called neoyir, nitztavo, lomel esatini kaze, it's not so, vichelisaged lavi umoil, olov amitze muteles, vali aloviv mutel, kidamorum dushin perikame, avol bio mitzve, al, baal achomets, avol bio, Aval bio mitzve al bala chometz muteles. Vicholish viish bedik beisei. Veiched yochleim alivayeya. Loineime al bio. So what is the Gemara saying? The way Rashi explained it. The Gemara is saying, true, that lay is a better lotion, according to Rafat. Why is it better lotion? As Thesis points out, because the primary connotation of lay is future, is osit. The primary connotation is osit. Whereas al, the primary connotation of al is over. Al is over. But, as Teyes points out, it doesn't mean that al does not connote osid altogether, you know, but it Ordinarily, it connotes past action, not future action. There are certain words that primarily they connote one thing, but they can be used in another sense also. Let's say in English, when you say politician, ordinarily, normally, when you say a politician, it's in an unfavorable sense. It means he's acting not in such an ethical way, he's a politician. But you'll hear the commentators, so they'll refer to someone as a politician in a favorable sense. They'll say, President Reagan is a wonderful politician. And sometimes they mean it in an unfavorable sense. He should. But most of the time, they mean it in a favorable sense. So politician, usually, the primary connotation of politician means a devious statement. Statement. A devious statement. But it also has the connotation of a statesman. Devious or not devious. He might be angelic too. He's a politician. So in other words, this is what Thesis is saying. Thesis is saying, Ki plige be'al bi'o ma'al sova li'shova mashma. Pirish habnetam li'shova mashma tfei mile'habo. Avo mikol mokim mashma namik tzas la'abo. Dili mashma klal le'abo el li'shova. Im kinich ha'kom ha'bisom ochnim el'omeil. Li'sagad la'vi yumoel. V'chi b'shvil shinonu yedim li'sakin yim ha'sheker. The Chachomim were misaking the Madea of Broches in a truthful way. And Chas V'Sholem, the Chachomim would coin an expression that is not expressive of the facts. So in other words, this is what it means. Of course, Al can have the meaning of future too. But the primary meaning of Al, Rav Pape says, is osit. I'm sorry. Is over. So mimele, it's not proper to use the expression Al in connection with Biochamitz. But vis-a-vis mile, when the male is mal, so there he cannot use the expression lo male, because lo male has the connotation of an imperative. Of imperative. He must do it. He doesn't have to do it. It can be done by another male too. So alamilo is a much more appropriate expression than lom. This is what Rashi says and Teisi says. Now then, the Gemara has another kash. All right. So we understand this why if a male is mali child who is not his son, so then he has to say alamilo, because lomel has the connotation of an imperative, and there is no imperative. He doesn't have to be mal, each child in the city. So, but suppose the father himself is mal the child. That's the ideal way, when the father himself is mal the child. Now, I just want to mention a story. When my father, Zecheinu Livroche, was the second son of Reb Chaim. The oldest son of Reb Chaim was Reb Yisrael Gersh. Now, Reb Chaim was not a male. You see, in Hungary, so all the Rabbonim were trained male. Trained Meyalim and trained Shochtim. I mean, I'm saying it in a favorable sense, to their credit. Because in Hungary, every Rav, before he got Smiche,
Sie got smiche, so had to have to be trained as a male and as a shechet. Otherwise, they wouldn't give him smiche. I'm not talking smiche. I mean smiche by, you know, the Mgodlo, I mean, let's say, the Munkacher Rebbe, you know. The Munkacher Rebbe wouldn't give smiche to anyone. Even if he was a Boki Bishas, if he didn't learn Mille and Shchit, I mean, that was their Shite. That was their Shite. Their Shite, because they felt that the Rov has to be able to Shecht, and the Rov has to be able to be Mal, to attend to all the needs, the religious needs, I mean, the community. So the Munkacher Rebbe wouldn't give smiche to someone. Once a certain Ilu, who was a Boki Bishas, wanted to get smiche, but he didn't know Mille, he didn't know Shrite. So he said, I'm not going to give you smiche. Well, that was their shit. But in Lithuania, there was no such thing. I mean, I don't think there was a single Gotl in Lithuania in the last 100 years who knew Shrite or knew Mille. In Hungary, every Hungarian Rov knew it. But in Lithuania, well, they had a different approach. So when Reb Chaim so didn't know Mille, when the first son was born, so he couldn't be Mal. He couldn't be Mal. So he didn't prepare himself. Then, so he was very aggravated that he couldn't be Mikayim the Mitzvah and be Mal his son. So then, before my father was born, so he anticipated maybe there'll be another son, I mean, you know, like everybody else. So he learned Mille. How did he learn Mille? By watching, you know, the male in Valojin, you know, how he was Mal, you know, so like that. Then my father was born. And so Reb Chaim decided that he will be Mal. He'll be Mal. So he started to be Mal. And the Nitziv said, all right, you learned, you have Shimush, I mean, you watched maybe in the course of the year, maybe 100 babies out the Onimel. So it's a chazoke. I mean, you wouldn't undertake it if you weren't convinced that you know how to do it. So he started, and when he started, he became so nervous, Reb Chaim. He was afraid that he might chas v'sholem cripple my father, you know, that it shows. So the male was there, so he turned to the Nitziv, and he said, Nitziv, first of all, the ton, I mean, so Nitziv told him, Geh weg. And he called over the mayor. So Reb Chaim. So the Nitziv said, Reb Chaim is such a goyen, and he's so able, but his chashus, lest he'll harm, you know, a child, was so great that he could, not that he couldn't, but he was afraid, he was inhibited. But suppose the father himself is the male, then it is his chayv to be mal. Some mele, he should say lo male. Einochanam. So far the Gemara says that the avia ben, if the avia ben is mal, so then he doesn't say Alamilo, but he says Lome, only if somebody else is Mal.
That's
the law. Yeah. So the Gemara says, but you see, Rashi says that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so even if the Avia Ben, since we pass from like Rav Pope, that by chometz, so by bio chometz, so the nusach habroche is al bio chometz, even if the balabais is making the bdike, not the shliach, but the balabais. So the same thing is true ligabi mile. Even if the father is mal the child, not the male who is a shliach, so he still has to say alamilo. The Rambam paskens. Rambam is not like Rashi, and the Rambam paskens. If a male is mal a child, then he says alamilo, because lei couldn't say. Lei has the connotation that it's an imperative, it's his duty. But if the father is mal the child, so then he has to say lomel. But we paskin that whether the male is mal the child or the father is mal the child, the nusach is always out. But the Gemara says here in Achname, so Rashi says that's only Alibe the Rav Pap, who says that by biochometz, so the proper nusach is Levi Achometz. So Mele by Mele too, the proper nusach is Lei. Mashink in a contra Rav Pope, who says that the proper nusach by biochometz is Al biochometz, even if the Balabais is the Beidei. Not if a shliach is the baby, even if the balabai is the baby, it's his chayv, it's his imperative. So some mele by mele too, even if the father is the male, so the proper nusach is ala mele. That's Rashi Shite. Now, this is Rashi Shite here. However, Rashi in the Tshuves, in Sefer HaPardes, has an altogether different pshat in the Gemara. It's very remarkable. I mean, and the curious thing is that all the Nisikelim, you know, don't mention Rashi's pshat in the Gemara in Sefer HaPardes. So, Rashi in Sefer HaPardes, now how does Rashi here explain Inochaname? That in other words, the proper nusach, according to Rav Pape at least, is Lomei. Let's see the Rashi. Upachin avia b'mayikle meimari ala milu shova mashma v'zeef shali Lomei mayikle meimar heiche sharinu meimar ala milo Inochaname tzorich leima Lomei. But Rashi in Sefer HaPardes is an altogether different pshat. I'm mentioning it because I think that the other Rishenim who will explain the Gemara, I think that the Rashbo will have to explain the Gemara that way. I mean, we'll see later. So Rashi in Sefer HaPardes says, Rashi in Sefer HaPardes says, Einochaname doesn't mean Einochaname, that the nusach is lomeil when the father is mal the child. Einochaname, even if the father is mal the child, it's not his imperative that he should do the ma'isa mile. True, didn't Rashi say vay alovi mutal kedamunim b'dushin perikame yimoil? The posik in Bereishis. Vayomol Avrom es Yitzchak noi ben shminas yomim. So the Gemara in Dushin deduces from that it's imperative, it's incumbent upon the father to be mal the child. So Rashi says to the fathers, that only means that the father, it's an imperative, it's incumbent upon the father to make sure that his son is nima. But it doesn't mean that he has to do it with his hands. He can do it all the male. That's what it means. Let's say somebody else who is not a father, it's not his responsibility. I mean, is it my responsibility to make sure that every Jewish boy is nimble? That's the father's responsibility.
So the mitzvah, the imperative is only that he should make sure that the son is nimel, not that he should do the ma'isamil. So that's contrary. That's a little strange in the Loshon Enochaname. Yeah, I mean, the ordinary connotation of Enochaname, I mean, maybe the right word would be the ordinary denotation of Enochaname is not that way. Enochaname means, Enochaname, the ordinary denotation of Enochaname is that he should say Lome. But Rashi Tzvi says, Enochaname, even the father, we can say, it is Loisaged Lavi Umoel. Why? He has to do it physically. He has to make sure that it's done. On the tinek, not that he should do it with his hands. That's not the essence of the chayiv incumbent upon the father. So, but most Rishenim explain the Gemara Enochaname in the sense that the father, when he's mal the child, so he has to say Lomel. Lomel. What is the machlekes between Rashi and Rashi? Rashi here in the Gemara and Rashi in the Sefer HaParshas. Whether the mitzvah that is incumbent Vayomol Avraham es Yitzchok Noi ben Shmeinas Yomim Kasher Tzivo Eis Elokim, whether that implies a chiyuv of Ma'isimile B'Yodayim. Ma'isimile B'Yodayim. Or that just that the son should be nimel, not in ma'isimile, but that the son should be nimel. So, from Rashi Shite and most Rishenim, who say the Enochaname means that in the case where the father is the male, so then the Nusach HaBroche is Lomel, according to Rav Pape. So it appears that the chiyuv incumbent upon the father is not just that he should be Nimel, but that he should do the Ma'isamil. Nimel also, because there is a chiyuv al Bezd, and the Bir Agros says in Yardeye, Bezd doesn't mean Bezd. You know, sometimes when the Gemara says Bezn, it means Bezn. Here it doesn't mean Bezn. It doesn't mean that the Bezn, the Rabbonim of the city, they have the Chiyuv. Bezn means Kol Yisrael. Bezn means Kol Yisrael. So there is a Chiyuv on Kol Yisrael to be mal all the Jewish children. So they are certainly, it's mistaka, that the chiyuv is not the ma'isa mile. It's called Yisrael, Bezn is mechuyev to do the ma'isa mile. The ma'isa mile on Jewish children. There is a chiyuv on Bezn al Kol Yisrael to make sure the Jewish children are nimel. They don't remain a railing. They are nimel. But, so that Rashi will also be made. Mashein came. Rashi Shiti is, and most Rishenim, the special mitzvah that is incumbent upon the father, that is a mitzvah of the Ma'isam. Mashenki and Rashi in Sefer HaParshas holds that even the mitzvah incumbent upon the father is not the Ma'isam, that he should be nimel, should make sure that he is nimel. And the question is this: if the mitzvah consists in the ma'isa mile, so what do all fathers do? Those who don't know mile, what do? So are they mivatal the mitzvah? They're not mivatal the mitzvah because of shliches. So the proper thing is whenever the male is mal a child, so that the father should be standing next to him and should say to the male, I hereby appoint you as my shliach to be mal my child. Otherwise, he will be mevatel nesi. Or vayomer avor mesitzok noi, v'shminas yomim kashatziva eisei alikim. But if we say like Rashi in Sifra Pardes, that even upon the father it's not incumbent that he should be my son, but it's incumbent upon him to make sure that the child is nimel. So you don't have to resort to shliches. If he doesn't, if he doesn't appoint him as a shliach, he still is Mikayim b'mitzvah. Let's say he is someone that cannot be a shliach. So, if he cannot be a shliach, so mele, his mele is no good either. I mean, for another reason, let's say, charashid b'kot. So then, if the cotton, so it's a shaila whether he can be a male or he cannot be a male. That's Tolim Machlekes Rav and Rav Yechanan, whether we learn out from his prisit ishmeir, or himil yimil. So if we learn out from his prisit ishmeir, Echarashel Vikotni is a membris. If we learn out from himil yimil that he has to be mechuyev, so then it's discussed. And there are many who say that the Echarashel Vikotni can be a male. Because he is immoral and he is shayach in mitzvah mile. Only bishas is a cotton, he is potter of mitzvahs. So potter of mitzvahs. Some mele, even he. So if we have to resort to shliches, so then a chashid of cotton cannot be a shliach. A chashid of cotton cannot be a shliach. But if we don't have to resort to shliches, so then. So then the father will be kind of mitzvah even if he tells a cotton as long as he can do the mile to be mal. Just one sec. The Rambam says in Perik Beis Milchas Mile, Hakil Ksheirim, Lomel, Vafilo Orel, the Eved, the Yisho, the Cotton, Molin, the Mokim Shein Shomish. So, the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yechanan, that even a Nisho is Ksheir Lomel. But there are some Rishainim who Paskin, like Rav. In other words, that we learn out from Atos Prisitishma, the Gemore in Avrizore. But Cotton can be Mal. But whether he can be mauled, so the mill is not possible. The mill is not possible because whether we paskin like Rav or we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, so he's certainly ben bris and he's immoral. And we cannot say he's not chayev in mitzvahs mille. He is chayev only when just as a cotton is considered a bar zviche, but he's part of mitzvahs, but. He is shayach mitzvahs. So he is considered ibar mile also, and ibar bris he certainly is. But if a cotton is the male, then the father will not be mekayim the ese, because we have to resort to shliches in order the father should mekayim the mitzvah.
and but according to the Sivarapardes, the father will be Mikhail the mitzvah too, because we don't have to resort to Shlichas. It's not a chayv to do the Maisa Mile, to make sure. So, if he tells the cotton to be mal, so he also manipulates that the child should be mal, kedin. And since he's kosher lamech, so it's okay. Yes, you wanted to ask something. What? Chas v'sholem. Non-Jew is certainly possible. Either according to Rav and according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, because an Akum is not a mole, and even if he is a mole, so an Arvi mole, the Yiveni mole, so he has a din of all. That's the Aloch, a Goy, let's say the Arabs. So if they are all Mulim, but today, even in this country, so even the Christians are all Mulim. I don't know whether there is Priya, whether they make Priya or not, that I don't know, but they do Mile. The Arabs make Priya too, I understand. But a Goy, even a Mole, Arvi Mole, Giveni Mole, has a deen of an all. So is possible. And according to Rav, the other is Brisitishmir, and Akum is not Ben Bris. Alright. Now. Now let's see the tasteless. Loisaga de lavi umoil. Dalov mutl, kripir shakuntres. Avol hamol keirin. Mivore chlomel esagirin. Shamvore chayev lomel. Kmoyov amol. Now, meisvi. Boch hashakdishon mitzvei sovitzivon lashchiten. Alashchite. So it's a kashe against Rav Pape. He says the Tao is Liova Mashma. We call a Mashma. Osmname, here a name Lishchait. Lysadia de Labio Shochit. He couldn't say Le, because Le has the connotation that it's incumbent upon him to shecht. It's incumbent upon him to shecht. So the Gemara says, Pesach v'kotchi ma'ikale meima. There it is incumbent upon the bailim to shecht. Ma'ikale meima. So the Gemara says, Enochanami. So again, what does it mean, Enochanami? According to Rashi, so it has the same meaning as the previous Einochanami. So when the Bailim shechts the Korban Pesach, when the Bailim, then he has to say, as the Rishon says, Vitzivon Lishchit, not Lashchit, but Lishchit. Now, Einochanami tzorich lima lomi, Pesach v'kotchim ha-Bailim nitztavu, t'chsi v'somach t'yori v'yishochan. Meisri, hoi selulev liatzmei mivorech shachiyonu vikimonu vigiyonu lazman hazeh. Not leilotziz bei imeir ashakdishonu bimitzveisov veitzivonu al nitilas lulov. So, there the Nusach is Al Nitlas Lulov, so it's Ikashe against Rav Pape. Rav Pape says that Al is Mikor and Ashma. So the Gemara says, Moshe Shanehosom
die Bidne, die Agboi, in no Fagbei. In noch ein Name? That's the exact reason as to why the Nusach is Izal, rather than little as Halulev. Why? Because over there he was already Mikayim the Mitzvah. Because first he takes it, and then he says the Bracha. Then he says the Bracha. Some Mele, so he has to use the Loshen that has the connotation of Ova. That's how it appears on the Imam. Shano Hosom. The bidne de agboye nofag bey. I hoche. Lotzis bey. Yotza bey min voyale. So the Loshen is, why do they say, not li lotzis bey? Yotza bey. Im yashak lishon zesa vitzivono. Not li lotzis bey is mashma, that it is reference to the case where he makes the recites the bracha before he picks up the lulav desnik. Because if it is reference to the case where he makes the bracha after he picked up the lulav desnik, so you should say yotzebei emer, and it says not lotzebei. It means he's saying the bracha first, and then he picks up the esrik and the lulav from the table. So it's a kasha against Rav Papi. So the Gemara says, "Einoch anami," that actually it means yotzebeimir, because it has reference to the case where he says the bracha after he picked up the lulav and the esrik. So why does it say not lotzebei agaf? Agav kore, mushuk boil misne safe leish besuke tonaname reishe lotzis be. But actually it means yotzabe. Diktone safe leish suklasne bochato di shem shrion kimon kimaze nichnas leish boi me bocha shakishon face of its ivono leishe basuko. Some mele uses that lotion, but it really means yotzabe. In other words, it is reference, he discusses the case where he picked it up first and then he recites the bracha. Then the Gemara says, V'hilchese al biyochometz. The halacha is like Rav Papa, that the proper loshen is al. Rashi, let's see the Rashi. No hak bein vorch al shova, filoch es al bi oname lehabe mash. Vigam emile name loishne avi aben meinish de alme, de lehabe mashma, val mile name kolomel dome. So that's Rashi shite in most Rashini, and that's the practice, that's the way he passed that whether the male is mother child or the father is the male, so the Nusach HaBroche is Ala Mila. The Gemara said before, Einoch Name, that's a little bit of Rav Papa, who says that by Bio Chometz, the proper Nusach is Levi HaChometz. So by Mila too, when the father is male, the proper Nusach is Ilomel. But according to Rav Papa, that by Bio Chometz, even if the Balabais is the Beirik, so the proper Nusach is Al, so by Milito, the proper Nusach is Al, even when the father is the male. Gamil Namelish, Navi Abemnis Almed, La Masha, and Lunamik Lomel Domen. The Kul Almen, Mie, Mikore Bino Livruchet, is the Beaver as your son. In all the Mavir Mashmuel Klamites, Mibalim was your son. My mashma, the Ayeve, Lishnag Dumi, Mahbayito, Makobayor Sahmat, the Hakikariavas Hakushi. He was the foreigner. He passed ahead of him. Abayim loche vorab lifneim, vi boisim loche vayave malko lifneim vadishem bereisham. So that's the aloche that Birkas HaMitzvah be'ivel asiyor son. Biravam rechutz natvile v'sheifer. Bishleim etvile da'akate gavre lechoze. So what's the pshat da'akate gavre lechoze? So the Rach says, Kati Gavali Chose is reference to Iger, because Evel Asiyosan is a goy. How can you make a broche? And Rashi says, not only Iger, Tfilas Balikeri, let's say, before the Takones Ezra was Nisbatel, then it was Nisbatel, but originally it was effective. Some mele balkeri was also b'divrei teiro and b'divrei tefilo was not allowed even to say a broche. So bishlim etfile, so it cannot be rasiosa. Da kategavale chose el sheifer my time. Why sheifer? Sheifer can be rasiosa. V'chitei mishum dilu mikalkelet kie. Because maybe he won't be able to blow out the kill sheifer. So, Yoche afil shchite milename? Shchite milename? Elomar afrizde. Chutz min atvile bilvand. Elo, omar afrizde. Chutz min atvile bilvand itma. Enoch name. We did. You should read not chutz natfila v'sheifa, but we should say chutz natfila. That's all. And sheifa has to be able as yos. Tainam oche tovav v'ol obal yoseime bo chashik shom tzivon alatfila rashin eiver kedik meviaver zakushi kidmei b'misas afsholim. I have a mouth of name, Yagno Elaborech. I have got a Jose Gitel Balkeri, can we broke it? Shows a bit of a tear, we broke it as a tick and fill a Balkeri and leave a tear. We should mark it, fill a tick and we'll have to fill it because on lip save. Now, be it ne the Agbe and Nofig Bay. Vim Tema, keep the Nofig, here you borrow. Valeu.